The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office continue to investigate Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer's charge that the Christie administration threatened to withhold Sandy aid unless she supported a redevelopment project favored by the governor. WNYC and our partner, New Jersey Spotlight, have been reviewing the data and have found that money from one program did not appear to go to municipalities according to the criteria laid out for it. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian joins us now with the details. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So first of all, let's start off with a brief recap of what Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer has said.
Well, the money that Zimmer says she was afraid of being withheld from Hoboken comes from the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. This isn't money to pay for repairs of storm damage, but rather to help reduce vulnerabilities from future storms. So New Jersey got $300 million of this hazard mitigation funding from FEMA. What I've been focusing on in my reporting is how $25 million of this mitigation money was spent through the Energy Allocation Program for backup generators and the like. And the reason I've been focusing on that is because it was one of the few pots of Sandy grant money specifically for municipalities over which the Christie administration had direct control. What Hoboken was told they'd receive from this program was just $142,000, about one-tenth of what they asked for. Now, city officials say they understand they were never going to get anywhere near what they wanted because there was such a huge demand for it from other towns and cities as well. But they feel they definitely should have been awarded more than they did. And the data I've been looking at seemed to suggest they were right.
Well, why do you say that? What were the criteria being used to distribute this aid, and why should Hoboken have received more?
Well, we've learned there was a ranking system, and according to the Governor's Office of Recovery and Rebuilding, which was one of the departments involved with this program, the factors that were considered included the size of the municipality, the population density, and the FEMA public assistance history, and whether the city or town had completed an energy audit. So given all those factors, it seems strange that Hoboken, which has a population of around 50,000, is the fourth most densely populated city in the state, and as it happens in the country, and has a history of flooding, including $80 million of damage from Sandy, would be awarded the same amount as funding as places like Mount Arlington and Old Japan, tiny communities with populations of less than 6,000, which were hardly damaged in Sandy and have comparatively little history of receiving public assistance. And there are other questions as well. Nutley was awarded four times the amount of aid as Hoboken, even though it's experienced relatively little damage from Sandy. And Jersey City, the state's second largest city, was awarded hundreds of thousands of dollars less than Newark or Elizabeth, cities of comparable size and damage from the storm. Now, the mayor of Jersey City, Stephen Fulop, is also a Democrat like Dawn Zimmer of Hoboken, and he said he felt he was punished in other ways because he didn't endorse Christie for re-election last year. We're still sorting through all this, and we hope to have more details in the coming days.
Well, what are state officials saying about all this?
Well, they say that a proper objective process was followed and that it's ongoing. So some of these award allocations we're looking at might still be adjusted before they're finalized. A spokesman at the Department of Environmental Protection said it's unfair to draw conclusions with these data at this point. That said, from what we've seen, it doesn't look like it's just a few errant numbers here and there. We're still awaiting answers to any of our specific inquiries, and we'll report them as we get them.
And some Democrats have suggested that, you know, Governor Christie handed out Sandy aid based on political decisions. Is there any evidence that that's what happened here?
No, to be clear, at this point, we can't prove that. While Hoboken and Jersey City got less aid than one might expect, I've found examples where towns with Democrat mayors who endorsed Christie applied for aid and didn't get it. But one last thing I should add is that unlike other types of disaster aid, which were specifically linked to applicants who suffer the most damage, FEMA hazard mitigation money is simply given to the state, and then state officials have broad discretion about where and how to distribute it. But it's unclear what the logic is if you're not steering money to cities that are either highly vulnerable or densely populated or both, like Hoboken.
New Jersey Public Radio, Scott Gurian. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.